Cindy, 2.
Albert Spence and Deborah Carr of Baltimore had been together 18 years. They've shared life experiences, love, and a home, but they never married. Albert had been reluctant, but that never stopped Deborah from dreaming. And then, one October day, Albert decided to make his girlfriend's dream come true. Vitamins, sometimes referred to as micronutrients, are organic substances that are present in foods and are needed in very small amounts to enable specific metabolic reactions to occur. They generally serve as coenzyme catalysts for intracellular enzyme system reactions. Inside the chrysalis, a butterfly has been growing. Now she is finally ready to come out. She pushes until the case splits open, then slowly struggles out. She is very tired and takes time to rest on the empty chrysalis. Slowly, her wings unfold. They are still damp and soft. The butterfly will have to wait about 2 more hours before her wings are dry. Then, she will be ready to fly. The girls leave Becky's compartment and head toward the front of the train. They run into Amtrak train attendant Kathy Oliver on their way back to their sleeper car. Having made a stop in Homeway, Illinois, the city of New Orleans races off to the next station, 38 miles further south. His truck loaded, John Stokes gets ready to leave Birmingham Steel. Stokes drives toward the train tracks, just 500 feet ahead, at a speed of 15 to 20 miles an hour. Built in 1991 in Shelter Bay, this dramatic two-story Northwest contemporary home with daylight basement features beautiful views of Whidbey Island, Camino Island, and gorgeous sunsets. Mount Rainier can even be seen on clear days. This spacious 4,900-square-foot home features 4 bedrooms and 3 1/4 baths.